AGP, you may run the roll, please. Okay. I'm not on camera. I'm not on camera, AGP, and I'm going to start the meeting. There we go. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the September 11th, 2012 Morro Bay City Council meeting. We're glad you're all here tonight. Let's begin with a moment of, I'm sorry, let the record reflect that all council members are present. And we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. And please consider remembering that it's September 11th today. And in that spirit, we have a flag honor guard tonight consisting of Senior Officer, Police Officer Jeremy Douglas, Firefighter Engineer Paramedic Jeff Simpson, and Harbor Patrol Supervisor Becca Kelly. Please come forward.
Please join me in honoring our flag. Ready, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks. A few brief announcements. This Thursday night, day after tomorrow, 6 p.m., Morro Bay Community Center, Morro Bay Cayuga Sanitary District Joint Powers Agreement meeting. I know many in the community are interested in that. Please come. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Margarita Avocado Festival. Great time for everybody down at Pacific and Embarcadero in the lot there. Looking forward to that. And the first weekend in October is Harbor Festival. Carla.
Good evening. Thank you. I'd just like to start by also thanking Meyer Drilling for flying that beautiful flag over Morro Bay today. It's always very moving. I serve as the liaison for the Harbor Advisory Board. They met this past week, and one of the items on their agenda I thought might be of interest to share is that they're looking at the possibility of organizing a Friends of the Harbor. They've seen the success in the other organizations and are looking for some support in possibly moving forward with that. If anyone's interested, they can contact Bill LaFay or any of the other Harbor Advisory Board members whose email addresses are available on the city website. Also, this weekend, are you going to talk about Clean Shores? National Clean Shores? Yeah, coastal cleanup. This weekend, Noah will tell you the rest.
My turn. I need to report that I attended the League of California Cities conference last week and found it very valuable. Among the most interesting workshops I attended.
Machine and environmental organizations are very concerned about, and we're actually passing the resolution on later tonight. Did want to mention that the city now has a specific web page with information about the seismic study and linking you to different organizations that are going to be hearing the issue and providing you with contact materials and giving you the information you need to comment directly to these organizations like Fish and Game and the Coastal Commission. And if you'd like to make sure that you're keeping your finger on the pulse, we've added an option under Notify Me, which gives you the ability to receive updates from the city when there's an item of importance regarding the issue that you select. The Notify Me link is at the city's homepage on the left-hand side in the drop-down menu there. That's right there on the homepage. And you'd go to, under Notify Me, go to PG&E Seismic Imaging Project. And you can sign up there and get updates as they come along. So I encourage you to do that. And one hearing that's coming up that's pertinent to the issue is September 24th, Monday. The Fish and Game is going to hold an informational hearing in Sacramento on the issue. That hearing's going to have a special public comment period. And it doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of action coming out of the meeting, but the Fish and Game Commission is a very important stop with this project. So you may want to send comments, and there's a link to that agenda item for the Fish and Game's September 24th hearing at the city's webpage for the seismic study. That was long-winded. Sorry about that. Carly, you mentioned the coastal cleanup, and just wanted to again say that the city's Public Services Department and Damaris Hansen is hosting the Atascadero Beach component of the cleanup. So that's this Saturday, the 15th, 9 a.m. to noon at Atascadero Beach there at Yerba Buena on the north side of town. And thanks to the Public Services Department for participating. Another update that I just found out today is we had a citizen e-request form that's been put online, basically, so if you have a request about maintenance or needs within the city, whether it's a pothole or a street tree, something along those lines, and you've wanted to find a way to report that so it's formally received and noted from the city, we had a link called Citizen E-Request. That has recently, just today, changed and become Let Us Know. So it's also there at the city's homepage on the left-hand side. And the improvement is now, instead of you logging your issue generally into this old form and not hearing anything back, it's been only a one-way communication, the Let Us Know actually allows you to focus it to a specific department and then also get a response back so you can, you're provided some tracking ability. So it's a really important update, and it'll help the city, us, handle those requests easier and then give you the ability to follow them easier. So Let Us Know, city's homepage right on the left-hand side. And then the last item is the Hunger Walk is coming up, sponsored by the local San Luis County Food Bank, and that's going to be this, September 22nd, and our local Morro Bay Walk is leaving from St. Timothy's Church. The 1 p.m. is the check-in, and the walk starts at 2, and I believe the course is going to follow what we did last year, which is starting at St. Timothy's Leisure Walk down to the Rock, picking up ice cream along the way, and then going back, lots of gossip and all sorts of people watching. It's really fun. And you actually are doing a really great thing. For every dollar that's raised for the walk, that provides 7 meals, nutritious meals for people that need it. So strongly encourage you to either sponsor someone that is walking or come out and walk yourself or be there for the kickoff. And if you'd like more information about that, that's the number is 238-4664, 238-4664, or you can register at slofoodbank.org. That's it.
Is that it? Okay. Closed session report. You're welcome. Closed session report, Rob. We don't have to okay, we didn't have a closed session today. A couple people before we open it up. I'd like to invite up Jordan Bray from Morro Bay High School, who's going to give us an update on the high school, and hopefully we'll be getting these going again as we used to.
All hey, Jordan. Right.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Jordan Bray. I'm the ASP president at the Morro Bay High School, and We just started school 3 weeks ago, and all sports and classes are underway. We had back-to-school assembly last week, and the administrators rappelled down from the ceiling and then gave their speech. That was pretty cool. And then all the new teachers, we had a karaoke contest in front of the whole school. It kind of embarrassed them. It was
this is our business speaker tonight. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. First, I want to say that I feel really blessed to live here in this awesome place with my beautiful wife and three wonderful daughters, and it's a great honor, and it's a humbling thing to be able to live in such an awesome place. So, the Sojourner Shop is basically it's a unique shop because we have been doing custom surfboards there since the early part of 2009, but now we're branching off into screen printing as well. So we're going to be doing screen printing for small businesses and events and fundraisers and such. So basically, with the boards, we've been really focused on attention to detail and fine craftsmanship and really hitting a niche market of more eclectic artistic boards. So I really feel like that in a cutthroat industry of surfboards, that's really given us a really good edge. And so we feel blessed to be able to continue doing that, but also carry that same love of fine craftsmanship into the screen printing. So that's where we're at as a company. And basically, one of the things that I wanted to highlight too is that, and I know Project Surf Camp is something that is part of the city, and it's something that I personally am on the board and volunteer with, and something that Sojourner is completely behind. And so just Project Surf Camp, for anyone that doesn't know, is a surf camp run for children with special needs. So it's a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy what we've been given as a community and be able to share that with people that would otherwise not have the opportunity to experience that. So surfing is a huge part of my life, and it's a joy to be able to share that. So, basically the motto of Sojourner Shop is making art, living life. So hopefully that will encourage you all, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul, where are you guys located?
986 Quintana Road, right between the roundabout and King Street. So the phone number is 805-904-5079. So or you can look us up, SojournerSurfboards.com or SojournerScreenPrinting.com. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Okay, we're at the public comment period. If any of you would like to address council, this is the appropriate time. Please state your name for the record. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. If the buzzer goes off, please conclude. Good evening, Red. You were faster than the others. You know how to place yourself.
Mr. Mayor, council members, good evening. My name's Robert Davis, and I live in Morro Bay. I'm speaking tonight as a representative of the San Luis Obispo Bicycle Club to tell you about our annual bicycling event that's coming to the city at the end of September. The bike club will host its 41st annual Lighthouse Bike Ride for Charities on September 29th. That's the last Saturday of the month. We expect about 1,400 bicycle riders on the route starting at 7, and we brief the riders. We tell them that they must ride safely, observe traffic laws, share the road with cars, and respect local residents. this year, the starting point is Morro Bay High School. Cyclists will exit the high school parking lot starting at 7 o'clock. They'll turn left onto Atascadero Road, and then they'll turn left onto Highway 1 and ride north to Piedras Blancas Light Station. In the afternoon, they will come back to Morro Bay. The course opens at 7 and closes at 5. Morro Bay police officers will help direct traffic around the high school in the morning. And CHP will patrol the route, and we will not allow any bicyclists to park their cars at Lila Kaiser Park. The Lighthouse Bike Ride for Charities is one of the bike club's main fundraising events. We raise money to contribute to local high school and college scholarships and to support local nonprofit organizations. This year we're donating more than $55,000 to San Luis Obispo County schools and organizations. That includes donations to the Morro Bay Police Volunteers, the Morro Bay 4th of July Committee, and this year we're donating $2,000 to Morro Bay High School. In addition, the High School Booster Club is going to raise money at the event by providing barbecue dinners for the riders after the ride. We try to work with local communities and law enforcement to make the ride as safe as
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday the 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The world's best avocados grown right here in Morro Bay, California. For more information, you can go to AvoMargFest, that's AvoMargFest.com, and there'll be a list of entertainments and games and, you know, family fun and all that there. So hope to see you all out there. I'll be pouring wine Saturday morning and and probably drinking it Saturday night. So thank you all, and I'll see you later.
Bye. Thank you, Hank. Is that who this is?
Evening, Council. My name is Dick Winokur, and I live at 555 Piney Way, Unit B. I want to address an issue that has been taking place at 600 Driftwood, which is catty corner from us. And this morning at 6:30, I made a tape, and I'd like to play it for you. It's only about 2 minutes long. It may seem longer.
Welcome to do that for, you know, your 3 minutes, but we've got the idea.
When the city receives a complaint about a rooster at a specific address, it's not about the feathers. And it shouldn't take 3 weeks to handle it. Thanks.
If you stick around to the end of this, we will. This has been addressed, and we will address it and give you an answer.
No, I have an answer. I'm just saying it shouldn't take this long to do it. This is low-hanging fruit. There's a rooster. It's not allowed in the city. Go get the rooster.
You're absolutely correct.
That's all.
And thank you for coming down tonight. Hi.
Evening, Mayor Yates, council members. My name is Michael Durek. I'm a resident of Morro Bay, and I'd like to address three different items tonight, the first one being A8. The second one, A2, and then finally D1. I'll try and do it as rapidly as possible. With regard to A8, as you probably know, I am a member of the Financial Oversight Committee, and you have before you tonight a reaffirmation of the goals and objectives with regard to the Measure Q money, which is collected. I urge you to do two things. One, to adopt the resolution as written and not tinker with it, because as written, I believe it is entirely consistent with the intent of the voters when they passed this measure in 2006. And then secondly, to do it in a unanimous fashion, to let the staff and your future council members know what the use of these funds is intended to be. The second item I'd like to talk about is A2, and let me first say, preface my comments by saying that this is nothing personal about the confidential employees, but an observation with regard to the contract that's just recently been finalized. And I'm only going to talk about two sections of it. One is Section 6.5.5, which is the provision that talks about the approval of compensatory time off. You have language in that paragraph, and you have 20 paragraphs of language in management rights that are inconsistent. And by that I mean that if any employee of the city requests compensatory time off, you do not, as management, have the ability under that agreement to disapprove that request. The language specifically says it shall be approved, period. And there's nothing in your management rights that mitigates that. So I think that's a significant flaw in your agreement, and somebody needs to do a better job of proofreading. The second item on that topic is with regard to pay for vacations. People under this agreement receive and or can accumulate 400 hours of unused vacation. And once they reach the 400-hour threshold, they are penalized by being paid for any extra vacation. That's not much of a penalty. I just want to contrast that with federal employees and the GS ratings up to GS 15. They're allowed to accumulate 240 hours of what by them is called annual leave or vacation. Once they reach the 240-hour limit, they lose everything else. It's gone.
Hi.
Hello. Good evening. Mayor and all of you lovely council people. My name is Sandy Tandler, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay. And I'm doing what Janice Peters suggested in her editorial Sunday. I read the Coastal Commission letter, and I was shocked and appalled after reading it and the comments and corrections dated August 3rd of this year. To think that people want to move the wastewater treatment plant so badly that they would give faulty information to the Coastal Commission staff, which in turn would influence the commission to conclude that the plant should be moved. It is revolting to me. Just think what it is going to cost the citizens of Morro Bay and Cayucas to move the plant, especially when it is clearly not necessary. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why are these people so intent on moving the plant? What is motivating them? For every argument in this report, there's a common sense answer as to why the plant should stay in the same site, just above where it is now and out of the floodplain zone. However, page 3, paragraph 4, it states that the Coastal Commission staff went around the city and district staff to make certain that they could smoothly annex the Rigetti property into the city. This being done behind everyone's back. Clearly there is an agenda here that no one is talking about. We want to know, what is that agenda? Oh, and one more thing. Who are the people getting to the Coastal Commission staff from our two towns, biasing them to write faulty information? Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I?
Pull it right down to you.
Okay. My name is Suzanne Moyer, and I live in Cayucas. As a property owner, I have a few questions to which I think I need answers. Why, when we have a feasible Phase 1 recycled water program that can be immediately be implemented upon project approval, do we need to build a new system on land not owned by the city? We started with a goal to upgrade the current treatment plant. Why and how did the Rigetti purchase become an alternative? There are significant policy and legal considerations that would be involved in reaching outside the city's boundaries. Purchasing a property, potentially rezoning it, determining and resolving considerations of both jurisdictions would be monumental. How can we, the people, afford it?
Thank you, Suzanne. John? Hi.
Thank you. My name is John Sola, citizen of Morro Bay. First of all, I wanted to let you know that the gentleman that was up here from Morro Bay High, he's the starting quarterback, so... And their record is 2-1, which is 100% better than it was last year already, all of year. But I'm here tonight representing the Harbor Festival Board to talk to you about item D1 on your agenda. Harbor Festival is a nonprofit organization that has over $400,000 impact to the city of Morro Bay. The Harbor Festival gives back income left over after expenses to all nonprofit organizations. Many of these organizations, as well as the Harbor Festival, are having a challenging year to make ends meet. At the Harbor Festival, we take helping nonprofit communities seriously, and we look for any ways of cutting expenses in order to give back as much as we can to the community. For this reason, our board would like to have the opportunity to present a proposal to rent any upcoming sites the city owns, including the fire department module that's located at 695 Harbor Street, for any amount that is willing by the city. We're aware the city, the Chamber of Commerce, which is a nonprofit organization, there's a proposal in front of you to rent that for $1 a year. Harbor Festival, a 501c3 board, is willing to negotiate, and we're willing to give you a lot more money than what we are currently paying, what they're paying, or a lot less than what we're paying. Please respect other nonprofit that provide revenues to the city through the event spending, TOT revenues, sales tax, and dollars spent by visitors, and allowing us to make proposals to you to rent space at a reduced price market value. Harbor Festival has a 31-year record in giving back hundreds of thousands of dollars to economic impact to the city. Please respect all other nonprofits that provide proven revenues to the city through an event spending. Harbor Festival would like to make a proposal to you as well. So please take that into consideration.
And to generate consensus in the community, we really need to do that more often on other issues too. I wanted to thank the city for their unanimous support and their resolution to oppose PG&E seismic testing. We have to be focused and deliver our message together with haste. We can reach a lot farther if we act together. The Rock is dedicated to covering the city side of the story, the fisherman's side of the story, the resident side of the story that the media isn't covering. We're taking this story to key decision makers who need to know what's going on here. My friends, this story needs to be told. If you have solid information that might help us with this cause, please let me know by emailing me at Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at rockofthecoast.com. We're working with others to gather expert testimony that counters what has been assumed as true by State Senator Sam Blakesley, District 2 Supervisor Bruce Gibson, and the State Lands Commission. We believe that, in the end, it's about getting solid information in the hands of people that can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Anyone else? Susan?
Good evening, Mayor, City Council members, and staff. I'm Susan Stewart, 24-year resident of Morro Bay and owner of a retail business on Morro Bay Boulevard for 6 years. I would like to speak on item D1 as well on tonight's agenda and encourage the council to approve the Chamber's economic development proposal and a 5-year lease agreement for the former fire administration building at 695 Harbor. I've been part of the Economic Development Committee established by the Chamber for the last year and a half, along with two council members and representatives from city staff and local businesses. If you have reviewed the proposal, I believe you will agree that this is a viable and timely program, tying together the many economic vitality studies and plans that have been done in the past and creating a forum for partnering with agencies and organizations countywide. The lodging industry has leveraged their resources and will be establishing a tourism marketing program with a budget of approximately $700,000. Key to their plan is a tourism director who will be a coordinator for all their efforts. The economic development plan with city funding of around $58,000 and the assets of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce will attempt to bridge the gaps in the rest of our business community, helping struggling business owners succeed, creating new jobs, being a liaison, mentor, and consultant, helping to establish businesses in the non-tourism as well as tourism sector that sustain a healthy community. I know you were considering whether the former fire department administration building or the transportation building would be the best place for the economic development program office.
But think about it. When you go to make an investment, you would like to be greeted by professional staff, shown to a professional office to discuss options and proposals. As an organization, when we are asking for partnerships with various economic agencies outside of our small town, we want to be able to offer our best face. Providing a facility and support services for incubating businesses will show a level of activity, dynamism, and commitment that says Morro Bay cares about its growth and development. I'm not here as a chamber cheerleader, although I have been a board member for 4 years. While some local businesses have seen growth, others continue to struggle. We have empty commercial and industrial properties that need to be filled with viable businesses, which provide living wage jobs and create more vibrant business districts. These wage earners will in turn shop in our stores, eat in our restaurants, and invite family and friends to visit who will stay in our lodgings. A small town needs to use all possible resources to survive economic uncertainty, the vagaries of weather, environmental disasters, and forces outside of our control, like the price of gasoline. I believe there is strength in working within an established organization to further the best interests of the entire community. Don't be afraid to ask Craig the questions you want answered. This is something Morro Bay can be proud of and something we can do together. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Anyone else? Anybody? Hi.
Good evening. My name's Benjamin Terra. I have lived in Morro Bay and Los Osos all my life. I've been a commercial fisherman for 17 years. I surf and dive also. I know the ocean very well, and I love it. And I come here tonight not as a commercial fisherman, but as somebody who's deeply concerned about our local waters. Last time I was actually at one of these meetings was when the fishermen were trying to oppose the marine protected areas from going in. It's kind of ironic because I'm here now because I want to see that the seven-year process for the MPAs to go into place is actually continued to local marine ecosystem, and the power plant will still be sitting on top of the fault line, so that doesn't really get us anywhere except for a devastated local economy, because if all the marine life is dead here, then all the tourists who come here largely to enjoy the marine environment, all the animals, why will they keep coming here? They'll go to Monterey, they'll go down south, they'll go, oh, we don't want to go to Morro Bay anymore, there's no life there to see, just a big body of water with no life in it. And this will affect our entire local economy very badly. So I encourage anybody here in a position of power to do anything that you possibly can to stop this, because this is a very, very bad thing, and it'll affect us negatively for the rest of our lives if it happens. So we need to do what we can to stop it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hi, Wanda.
Good evening. I'm Wanda Durek, and I live in Morro Bay. I also want to talk about D1, and I'm talking from a resident's point of view. I don't own a business, but Morro Bay, I think, is not swimming in money, and the property could be a source of income for the city, but instead we're going to give it away for $1 a year. Now, if the city decides to give it away, then do it in a more fair manner. You know, open it up, let perhaps other nonprofit organizations have a chance to bid for it. So I don't think that the way it's been proposed is a fair manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. Anybody else? Anyone? Going once, going twice. Back to council. Thank you all. Thank you, Jeremy, Jeff, and Becca, for your honor guard leadership there. That was great. And Jordan from the high school, Paul, Red, Hank, Dick, Mike. I apologize for my curt comment there. That wasn't very mayoral-like. And I'm looking right at you. I missed your name, and I'm sorry. There you go. And Suzanne. John, Aaron, Susan, Benjamin. Did Benjamin leave? I don't think there's anybody up here who doesn't agree with everything you said. And You know, I've used the caterpillar analogy with PG&E. You know, if you think of the biggest caterpillar they make, you know, the one where you stand next to it, and it's big, and the caterpillar with one of those pointed blades, and it's PG&E, and it's coming down. It's coming fast through the mud, and the mud's flying. And, you know, we're going to do whatever we can. I don't know that it's reasonable to think at this point that we're going to actually stop this. But we are trying. We're going to pass a resolution tonight. My sense is it's going to be unanimous, but we're frustrated. And the way they're, you know, we can't get a house through the Coastal Commission, and they got it approved like that. I mean, it's PG&E, and they're behemoths. I stand corrected there. And Wanda, thank you for coming. Anybody want to comment anything?
I just want to say to the microphone, it's not approved yet in Coastal, but I agree with you that it seems like this fast track is just unprecedented for the impacts that it poses.
Anybody else? Okay, we are at the consent calendar. Anybody like to pull any items? No?
Yes, I would like to pull A8. And do we want to follow up on those questions regarding A2?
Yeah. George? Nancy? Who's going to pull A2? I'll give it to one of you guys. No, he was asking.
Oh, I think he pulled A2.
Yeah. We'll give it to you then, Noah. Can I hear a motion, please, approving items A1, A3, A4, A5, A6, and A7?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. A2, Noah.
Okay. A2 is our agreement with Morobay Confidential Employees and Related Compensation, and there were specific questions that were just raised regarding that contract, and I wanted to bring that up to the council to discuss that and then also provide the city manager with the opportunity to respond as well.
Do you want her to respond or do you want to bring up the issues?
Well, let's lead with her and then we can talk.
Well, good evening, Mayor and Council. I'll give it a try, and then certainly Ms. Slayton is behind me and can further add. Certainly in the shall, that I believe that wording can be changed to may, and I think that was the intent of the wording. I'll look back on Susan for that. The other issue with the vacation caps, we certainly, I believe, in our negotiations in a closed session, we discussed vacation caps and possibility of changing those, and we didn't get very far in that discussion. It's certainly something we're aware of and will continue, and this is a year contract, and I know the employees are open to options with it.
Unless there's any other comments, I'll move that we... Do you know which shall... we're discussing that I'll make a motion then that we approve A2 with the change of shall to may in relation to the that was within the compensatory time off. Compensatory, thanks, Mr. Durek. Time off as discussed.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Yes, A8, I promise not to tinker with too much. It's our Measure Q resolution, which I agree 100% with the intent, which is to clarify and confirm why the Measure Q sales tax is there and the logic behind passing it and its use. I did want to bring up something that I think would be important to adjust within the resolution. There at the last paragraph, the now therefore be it resolved that the Measure Q funds be formally dedicated to the following purposes. The top three, well, this isn't in any specific ranked order, but the first one is improve the fire department. Second, this is for the public at home, enhance public safety. Third is street maintenance, and all of those are fairly flexible. You could see how we could utilize those for different needs within those each of those categories. The fourth, though, storm drain maintenance, I feel is restrictive to use, and there are times where we would want to have more flexibility because when you look at the literature that was put out by the committee that helped pass Measure Q that's in our packet, you see that the main intent with that is to prevent toxic runoff into the bay and a water quality intent. So I feel it would be appropriate for us, and we're staying consistent here, is to, with number four, storm drain maintenance, add and improve water quality at the end of that, which provides the opportunity to do things like retention projects, infiltration, low-impact development options as we look at parking lots and so on. I think the storm drain maintenance is very strict on, well, we're just repairing storm drains, which when you read all the literature, it's, again, about water quality improvements. And I had a chance to talk with a member of Measure Q before this. He felt like that was an appropriate adjustment. I talked with the public services director, and he also agreed with that. So a little modest adjustment that I'd like to propose.
Can you say again what it is you want to say?
Yes.
Not what you're telling us.
So what I'd like to say, item number four, we have storm drain maintenance. I would like to add and improve water quality. Because you see, period. You see, number one, we have improve the fire department, which is focused, but it's also, there's a lot of different ways we can improve the fire department. It offers us that flexibility. The storm drain maintenance is very restrictive, and I think it's important for us to recognize that, again, that the overall intent was water quality, removing toxic runoff to the bay.
Probably specific to that and the monies that we have, I would be afraid that it would, that's too so vague that it's going to be moved into other departments out of the intent of Measure Q, and the intent of the storm drain was to partner with the streets, because if you're going to improve the streets and repair the streets, which we're doing, you have to incorporate doing the storm drain work at the same time. And we don't have any, we have very limited city funding for that, as you know, as we've gone through the budget process the last couple of years. So, I mean, the Measure Q money doesn't even begin to put a dent in these things, and I feel like that's going to, I understand what you're saying, but I just feel like it starts drifting away and allows this open-ended use of the money beyond what the specific written intent was.
I don't think
this is specific. I think it's vague, but I think where you're going is just really pushing out, saying we can use it for, you know, runoff off the houses or something, and I don't want to go there.
Well, I think what we're talking about when you look at the literature is improving water quality. It says that and prevent toxic runoff into the bay. That's what's said over and over in all of the literature that was put out promoting Measure Q. So we're staying consistent there, And we have the words improve the fire department. Well, there's a lot of different ways we can improve the fire department. So I felt like that adding improve water quality gives us the same sort of leeway that we have within the fire department. And, yes, the storm drains are connected directly to the streets, but so would be a infiltration basin at the base of a parking lot to reduce the flows to the storm drains. And in many ways, those are more effective to improve the water quality.
I can support that.
Okay.
I can support that.
Good.
Okay. We ready for a motion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I know. Let's talk about it a little bit more.
Oh, you always do this.
Yeah, well, I like to, you know, I'm looking at the ballot. And I know that the ballot also includes general spending, and we know why that's there. But it says improving storm drains to protect the bay from pollution. Put those words in, and I'll support it. That's what we voted on. That's the words. And you have improving water quality. I thought about my tap water. I mean that was way.
Yeah,
too
I can
vague.
See
so
where that doesn't
you know,
work.
Let's find something in the middle there that goes with what the people voted for and doesn't. You know, just change it a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say, before I make my motion here, that we're doing this resolution in part to clarify the language of Measure Q and to make sure the intent is very clear, because there was the ballot initiative language, and then there was the whole effort of talking about what Measure Q is about and all the volunteers mm-hmm. that went out there and spent time getting it passed, and what they said to the people that they were selling the ballot Measure Two. So I think what we said just now actually is still consistent with that, and with that I'll move that we approve item A8 with the adjustment to item number 4 in the therefore be it resolved to say storm drain maintenance and prevention of toxic runoff into the bay.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I don't want to beat this dead horse too much, but wouldn't it be easier just to go with the language here? Repair storm drains to prevent toxic runoff into the bay.
That's the same. That's the same.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's do it. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. You're welcome, Noah. We did it just for you. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Okay. We'll take a brief break, and we'll come back for D1. Seats will resume, please. Okay, D1, we're going to hear from Andrea first, and Craig and I have agreed to 5 minutes for his presentation, and then it'll be to us, Andrea.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just as a quick recap, in February of this year, the Council directed staff to initiate dialogue, with the Chamber of Commerce about potential locations of their office and operations within the city facilities. Following that direction, staff met with the Chamber and presented at the last Council meeting the Chamber's interest in the Fire Station Modular Building, which is located at 695 Harbor. At the last City Council meeting as well, Council conceptually approved the use of this building, pending review and approval of the Chamber's economic development proposal, which we attached to your staff report for your consideration. As stated in tonight's staff report, after reviewing the proposal and in light of use of a city-owned facility at minimal cost, the City Council may want to consider identifying economic development milestones for the Chamber to accomplish. Tonight, based on these identified milestones, staff would prepare an agreement between the City and the Chamber, and we would bring that agreement back to you for final approval as a consent item. As well, based on the conceptual approval from last meeting, staff is asking for the City Council to also determine the parameters for the use of the facility, which would allow staff to craft a second agreement, a lease agreement, and bring that back for final approval. That concludes my staff report.
Craig.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Craig Schmidt, the CEO of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. I don't want to spend a lot of time revisiting what's been presented, approved, and funded already, except to do a quick review and new developments and how they fit into that plan. The economic development program strategies that we presented to you focused on 3 key areas: business retention and expansion, business recruitment, and entrepreneurs in our community and hire employees. The reason many communities cannot provide a business incubator as part of their economic development strategy is lack of available space. So I believe that we have a chance here with the way things have gone with the fire department, the new building, and the vacating of that at the end of the year. 69% of businesses in California fail within the first 5 years. It's our goal to grow healthy businesses from an idea with the incubator and assist those currently in business to be more successful through our business coaching team and partner services. The space at the Fire Administration Building will allow us to serve 3 startup companies. I want to thank you for your past support and your consideration tonight. A subsidized rent allows us to put more of our assets towards economic development, an established goal of the city, and if it's appropriate, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Why don't you stay right up front here, because
okay.
I suspect there's
going
to be some questions. I'll start with you, Noah.
Yeah, thank you. Andrew, you'd mentioned the request for us to identify some milestones tonight. One obviously would be this this monthly business barometer report. Is that what you're looking for from us? Is something along those lines?
Yes, what we're thinking, and I think we've discussed it briefly at the council level before, is some sort of I guess milestones is the best way, so we can at the end of the year and at the end of each year, the council can determine whether or not the Chamber of Commerce is meeting those milestones to be able to be funded that additional funds for economic development. So yes, we're looking for those, and those would be appropriate to put in the agreement that we'd like to be able to craft to bring back to you.
Right. And for you, Mr. Schmidt, would within that monthly report, you'd also be able to provide us a budget tracking document?
Absolutely. You'd have monthly budget reports. And we'd use the same integrity and transparency we've done with our visitor center contract with regards to the city and our economic reporting.
Okay. Thank you.
Drowning here. Okay. Is that one? Okay. It's not working, right?
There you go. Nothing seems to work anymore for me. Cry, 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 huh?
That's sad, George.
You know, I'm for supporting the Chamber of Commerce. There's no doubt about that. What I think was going to happen here, if we allow this building to go out for this dollar a year thing, I think we're going to run into a lot of problems with some nonprofit organizations that work very hard in this city. We've already had one talk earlier about the Harbor Festival, which does bring a lot of money into town, and they work hard at this thing all year round, and they have to pay a lot of money for a space. So, I mean, are we going to be in a position where these nonprofit places are going to come to us and say, well, what do you got for us? I mean, Chamber got this. What do you got for us? And I think we're going to run into this because I got a lot of feedback on this, and that's the only problem I got. I think the Chamber is probably going in the right direction. I know they mean well about trying to bring in businesses to this area, and God knows we do need it. So I'm going to pass it on here and maybe come back on this a little bit.
I don't. To me, the Chamber's not equatable directly with the Harbor Festival. I mean, we've given the Chamber money for years, tens of thousands of dollars, and we don't give the Harbor Festival money anymore. We used to, but we don't anymore. So, you know, if we give them money or we give them a dollar a year lease, I mean, it's supporting the Chamber, and the Chamber, the idea is that it comes back in the form of dollars through City Hall. That's what it's all about. That's our job here, is to support the business community so that more dollars flow into City Hall to pay for our services. So we directed this concept last time. I'm satisfied, even though I'm not satisfied 100%, but with the economic development, what you've proposed, I mean, I think it still needs some hammering out, but it's 80% there. It certainly fits the assignment that we gave staff and Craig. And as Andrea has already said, there's still, you know, some work to bring that to a conclusion. You know, I'm going to continue my support for the Chamber based on what I just said and our last vote and what we...
My administrator and also our business liaison, Hank, who was up here earlier, one office would be taken by the Economic Development Coordinator, which I hope to have hired October 1st. The other two offices, one office I wanted to use as a Economic and Workforce Development Partners office, so that SBDC or SCORE or the EVC can come in and work one-on-one with our businesses, providing the services that they provide. If we make it easier for Morro Bay businesses to receive those services, they'll receive them. Our partners are excited about that opportunity. You've got two letters of support there, one from Mike Manchek from the Economic Vitality Corp and one from Israel Dominguez from the Business Entrepreneurial Center. Both of those hope to use our facility and our partnership in furthering the outreach of their services to Morro Bay businesses, and that just makes our business community stronger. That would allow me one more office space, and then if I could do two modulars in the dining area, the current dining area, I would have space for three startup businesses. These businesses are businesses that are not already established. They're businesses that have an idea that need nurturing to get to the position, and that's where our job comes in, to get to the position where they can move out and fill vacancies in the community, hire employees, and kick back to the city through their taxes. So the way I see this, this is a partnership between the city and the Chamber of Commerce. You've identified economic development as an important goal in your strategies. The Chamber of Commerce historically has played a big role in economic development, and that's what my background is into. So hopefully we can build on these assets that we have and then move our economy forward.
Okay, just a couple other questions. I firmly believe what you just said, that your background is in economic development, and mm-hmm. I think you're probably good at it. So why are you going to be hiring someone to do that job?
Simply because of the scope of the work that's involved. I'm also responsible for the rest of the chamber and the chamber's activities. I would like to have a point person. It's going to be a part-time contracted position to work one-on-one with the businesses, along with myself and along with Hank, my business liaison. It's going to be a team effort. It's not a one-person effort. My whole staff is going to be involved in economic development. Our whole program is focused around economic development now.
And do you have a job description with educational requirements for that person?
I do. Actually, I have a couple of resumes that are very impressive.
Would you share with us at least generally what you're looking for?
I'm looking for somebody that has economic development experience, understands the basics of economic development, but also has a strong ability to form partnerships and to work confidentially one-on-one with businesses and having that experience of working with businesses on a one-on-one basis.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of other questions. The cost for people to participate in the incubator program would be what and to
And that is not set because this is the first time that we're actually bringing the incubator concept out before you. Historically, those rents have been low, $200 to $300 for the first 12 months, and maybe doubling the second 12 months, encouraging businesses to get out of the nest as soon as possible, fill vacancies, hire employees. That dollar amount can subsidize the operations of the incubator, or, as we discussed, possibly coming back to the city to go back towards the cost of the building. So, but there again, realize there's only space for three incubators there, so you're talking maybe $600 a month for the first year.
Which would go to?
To the city if you want it, or to offset the costs for the economic development program, whatever you see most fit.
As you can see, I'm kind of focusing on your business, building space here, because mm-hmm. I understand the concept of the economic development program. How often would these partners that you've talked about actually be in Morro Bay working? Daily, weekly?
Well, part of our job is to establish those contacts and establish the needs of the businesses here, then matching them up with the services that either the partners are going to be able to provide or our economic business coaching team can provide locally. So we have local business experts. We want to put, I spoke in the plan about putting a business coaching team together whereby we can nurture and mentor the businesses here too. If it goes beyond what we can provide, or if there is a microloan program with EVC or some sort of angel investment group that we can tap into through another group, we'll utilize them. So it depends on the businesses and their needs. I can't pull out a number and say and establish our incubator here. score. I understand is looking for an office. I have not talked to the person responsible for that search. It would be great to have the SCORE office here in Morro Bay. They may want to be in SLO, but if we can offer them a good deal to come into Morro Bay, that again strengthens our program. It strengthens the services that we provide our local businesses.
Okay, I think that's it for right now. I'll
okay.
quit grilling you.
Thanks. No, that's fine.
I'll grill.
Okay, grill away.
I mean, I didn't know we were going to do this format. I'm a little taken that I thought this was our discussion tonight. Mm-hmm. It's not public comment, and yet we're doing this. And so I was not expecting this format at all. And I saw SCORE had an office this morning when I was actually down by the EVC office on the corner of Broad and Tank. So they must have an office in San Luis. There are little signs out there. I have a lot of questions. Not all for you. I'll give some of them to staff.
Okay.
And I think Councilmember Johnson touched on that. You know, one of my questions is, you know, how do you know that these, in theory, there's five or six or seven organizations, as you mentioned in here, but yet there's no commitment that they've signed on other than two letters of intent. So two from seven is a long ways to go. The chamber, you said, is going to use three of the office spaces,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I'm trying to figure that out because right now we share rent with you, the chamber and the visitor center, and the city funds the visitor center side. Yet this request then would be we would be subsidizing the chamber 100% in regards to the rent. You guys wouldn't have any rent responsibility at all.
Well, those assets that are saved from the rent would go towards the program. So that's correct.
And then you're going to go from one office space to three office spaces. So you're going to grow the chamber space from your one office space that we shared split to three offices.
Well, we have one large office space that we've turned into three offices.
Okay. No. I don't want to talk into the mic. I would say, for starters, that I don't think it's our responsibility to determine the milestones. I think that's the chamber's responsibility or the economic division of this to bring to us, not for us to tell them. You know, just for starters, I think that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, based on some of the speaker's comments, that in a sense we're indirectly competing with commercial rentals in this community in town. There are several businesses that have been empty. I spoke with a business owner Sunday out at Del Mar Park who's been trying to rent their space and said, you know, why isn't the chamber putting together two or three businesses and sending them to me to have them in my space? So I'm having a problem with the dollar a year. We heard from other nonprofits that didn't even know this was an option. And up until this was presented, I never thought that the fire department location was an option. I thought we were surplusing it. So, you know, the other nonprofits in here have a huge value to economics and benefits in the community, and I think then we're short-sighting them, not allowing them an opportunity to put forward a proposal, and I feel like we're indirectly undermining commercial rental in this town. So I don't have any questions for you right now, Craig. I don't know if it's going to come back down the line, but I just, you know, I have a lot of questions. I feel like if you're going to charge rent, then the city should be getting the rent because we're giving it to you for free. Then the chamber's going to be charging rent and collecting when I don't know how that would even set with some people in the community. We give you the building free, then you charge rent and make revenue off of a city property. So maybe you get a percentage for managing the contracts or something, but I have a lot of concerns and a lot of questions that are not yet answered.
So let me ask how you see this proceeding tonight.
I'm not interested in giving the fire department building to the Chamber of Commerce for Economic Development at this time for a dollar a year for the next 3 years without having so many of these questions answered and commitments from other organizations and to what degree and, you know, how is the city going to, you know, how is that financial part, that component going to work? What is the intention to Is there going to be a remodel to the building? Does that devalue the building? This is a building that we talk about surplusing unless we intend to keep that portable there. You know, up until this came forward, this wasn't even on the table. We were going to sell it, surplus that. It's a modular. So I just feel like there's a lot of unanswered questions, and I was surprised that this was even came back to our agenda this soon.
About the transit building or even maybe part of some city building. We'd talked about different options. So, and then with this question of the vacant office space already in town, it occurs to me, what could you do if you had the transit building and yet formed a co-op of these people who wanted incubator buildings to rent space in an already available building in town? I think that could meet a lot of needs. We wouldn't be giving away the whole fire department, yet we'd also be using empty space in town.
These incubator businesses are not businesses that are ready to go out on their own. They're startup businesses with an idea and a business plan. They need the nurturing. They need a financial plan put together. So they need the assistance of the program to get to a stage where they can go fill a vacancy.
I know. I'm not talking about individuals filling a vacancy. I'm talking about taking a vacancy, putting up those dividers, mm-hmm. and having your four or whatever number of incubator people in there. They could come to you for nurturing. They could do their printing where you are if you were in the transit building.
That could work. That could work if you had the space that you could afford.
We're going
to
down
do
the road
that,
here of a discussion. This is
I
what
should
I
go sit down.
Him off last time. And,
see,
and you know, it's not, you're not asking questions and getting direct answers here, so I'm sorry. Please continue if you have anything else. Okay, I did. Forgive me for that. That's great. And then hearing the same from Carla. George, one at a time.
Well, George's microphone doesn't work.
Well, okay, I'm calling to him. He's going to say I don't have anything to say. George?
I don't have anything to say.
Okay, now I know.
Okay, well, you all know that I am in favor of moving forward with this, and I hear the questions that you're asking, but I'm also hearing questions that really are, they're not... Many of them have been answered, and we're on the pathway to answering them. And a couple of the specific ones about talking about the fire station building and where did this come from, and why aren't we just talking about surplusing it and selling it? And overall, it gets back to our goal setting, which set economic development as the number two goal in the city, and we have a whole list of things that we want to accomplish under there. And these are things that are, some of it's very much time sensitive, and we have to be able to move forward. And we've had, in some ways, a bit of a moving target for the chamber as we've transitioned them away from the visitor center towards economic development. And I've seen them respond to this and be willing to step up to the plate to provide economic development services in the community. And I think other nonprofits offer great benefit to our community, but none is better suited and situated to provide an economic development program as a partnership with us. And I think about the idea of either selling the fire station modular or taking time to evaluate other options, and I just there's nothing that I'm thinking would be a higher value than giving the economic development program the chance it deserves. And I completely agree with you that this has to be accountable. We have to be able to track the performance and see very clearly where the dollars are being spent and these questions that you're asking. But I think we're undermining the potential for it to get started because there, you know, you have some concerns that we either should have addressed before tonight's meeting or we will address as we go forward. And it's very important that we do go forward because of the stakes here. And as far as us undermining rental opportunities and taking away the potential of the chamber renting from someone else. The idea with the Economic Development Incubator is to establish and enhance more businesses in this town and to help the existing businesses grow and to attract new businesses. So I think we're doing it in a more direct way by giving the chamber the space that it thinks is going to offer its success and support the programs.
Can I answer your first question before you continue?
Yeah.
I am very confused as to where the connection between the fire station building and economic development is, where it's tied together. I think we can have a good economic development program without necessarily giving them the whole fire station for a dollar a year. And that's the connection that I think we need to investigate before we move forward with that.
Do you agree that they could have these incubator businesses in there, or no, you don't want those in there, you want those outside? Those are some of the key elements that we were looking for. But, I mean, you can revisit the issue of the fire station, but that was decided at your last meeting.
Thank you. You're my hero.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. Go, George.
No, but I made it very clear when I voted on that that I was only voting that we were considering putting the Chamber of Commerce. I asked again. Then, and we said that it was, to be negotiated, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what it was.
Right.
And that's what we're doing
and
here.
And that's
I'm having a problem with what you've come up with as far as I think too, we have to answer to the public. Why are we giving away something that is an income to them?
And that's exactly what we're looking for direction on.
Like I said, I'd like to see the Chamber of Commerce move on with this. This is great. But we have to answer to the people too what we do wrong, what we do right or wrong here. And I'd like to see what would that building rent for? I mean, nobody's ever talked about that.
Dude, that wasn't the last discussion. I mean, that could have been the discussion. Let's get the best and highest use, and maybe we can get.
If your question is, and that's one of the issues, and that's a very important one, is they've asked for it for a dollar. If the majority of council isn't in favor of that and says, come back with what the fair market rental rates are in Morro Bay, and then we'll discuss what maybe there'd be a discount, but not all the way to $1. That's one way to do it. And as I've heard, the other discussion is with the incubator businesses, two issues there. One is, are they taking away from where they could otherwise rent? And number two is, if we truly are giving this to you for a dollar, and then you're turning out and renting out these businesses inside a city business, that doesn't seem fair either. Those are some of the issues I'm coming up with here. But we need what you're, if you need further direction, exactly what are those that we can come back with you with detailed answers for?
The rental is the primary question before anything else can go, and we should solve that question. I don't know if we can solve it tonight, but before we get into it, because it's layer upon layer upon layer, is the council interested in renting it to the chamber for a dollar a year? If not, what do you want? Do you want staff to find out the highest we could get for it? Or what would be my guess? 2,500 square feet, $1,800 a month maybe. If that's your preference, lease it to a business. If you have that number, then we can negotiate with the chamber. But before we get into incubators and everything else, I think we need to know whether we're going to even do this or not. So does that distill the question down? That does for me.
And I think part of that then is going to be what is the intent of, if we're going to rent for $1,500 to $1,800, and that is average fair market value, just rough guess. So then the consideration is, if there's businesses in there that they're charging, like Rob said, who gets the money? And so that factors in to me to what the rent would be. If we're giving it to you for, hypothetically, the city's saying here it's a dollar a year, then to me the revenue should come back to the city taxpayers, to the city tax dollars. But if we're charging fair market rent, then certainly that would be their revenue stream. So I think it has a huge difference in how you move forward with that.
let's get back to the question above that I've posed.
And I was actually leading to that.
All right, I'll give it back to you, Noah.
Yeah,
thank you for your patience.
No problem. Well, I am in favor of this agreement, the $1 a year, because I see us investing in economic development. And as we saw when we talked about the funding level for the economic development program and where the dollars were going to come from, we were scratching and clawing how we could do it and the fairest breakdown of those available dollars. And I see every dollar we put into the economic development program, as long as we have a clear tracking method and accountability for those dollars, as an investment in return that will return to the city revenues and to the city's business climate. So I think there's good value there, and I'm not in favor of trying to squeeze the chamber for rent, knowing that every dollar we put in there has the potential to bring more dollars back to the community. So to me, I think there's a lot of value there, and I'm going to be very careful going forward to look at the reports to see performance and to watch and track where those dollars are being spent. And I'm sure the chamber is going to be very careful.
It translates over this 3-year intent to several hundred thousands of dollars. And so, you know, I caution us as we do that we're not, you know, it's a lot of money.
It is.
To be subsidizing a nonprofit, which is what you're doing.
To be subsidizing an economic development program for the city of Morro Bay.
It's
one element
in moving forward in the city's.
It's
not going to save us.
The goal for the city is establish an economic development program. We agreed on that in the goal setting. And this is
that doesn't mean that we program. Subsidize it with tax dollars, because that's the number two goal.
You look around the state, you see that happening over and over again in communities that really want to prioritize and be effective in establishing and improving the business climate. And I think that's something that we all have said we want to do. And, yeah, I agree with that. The idea about where that rent would go for, say, the incubator is an important detail that we need to look closely at. And my preference would be that would be reinvested in the incubator program. But, you know, that I don't think that should be the deciding factor in whether we move forward or not tonight. We could move forward and still discuss that when it comes back to us, some different levels of payment and some different scenarios. And I think that would be an appropriate thing to do. Let's not say yes to this with a blanket, but let's continue to move forward, because the longer we wait, the less time there is for the chamber to actually go out and solidify these partnerships and to say, look, we do have a solid plan that we are moving forward on. Because I would expect that right now it's fairly uncomfortable for the chamber to say, we're not sure exactly where we're going to be or if we're even going to be granted the funding or how it's going to look, and do you want to partner with us? Let's get this thing moving and kick it off so we can actually start to reap the rewards.
They've already been granted the funding, so I think that negates that argument there. This is about giving the rent for a dollar a year for 3 years.
Andrea.
In an effort to maybe help out the council, you might want to consider, we threw out some parameters on the staff report. Perhaps we should have provided you some additional options. I see that clearly now. Perhaps something that's going to make the council members more comfortable is a pilot program, a one-year pilot program. Put some parameters on it that there's no funding from incubator businesses. It's at no cost at the beginning. It's a dollar a year. Perhaps that's going to be to make the council a little bit more comfortable. An option.
That's a good question. I'm all in favor of that, of getting more clarity, coming back with more clarity. I do think you need a sense from the council majority. I mean, I'm feeling pro, give it to them for a dollar a year, no one me. And I'm hearing, don't do that, get, you know, from the other three. So, I mean, I haven't really done that poll. That's just kind of, but if you don't have a majority here supporting the dollar a year, I don't want to see you spin your wheels again. Can I poll you on this, Nancy?
Not at this point.
George, So that's just exactly the way I had it figured. Yes, Rob.
So the majority that doesn't support a dollar is their information that we can provide you as and to come back with that, or you know, is it the motion fair market value? That's what I'm trying to get at. Is what is that amount that you want to see in the lease then?
Yeah. What do you need? Let me just start with Carl. We'll just do this.
Well, again, the fair market value, and then that, you know, determination offset by how the revenue, or you know, based on the city manager's comments, is or isn't included in. You know, if they're making money off of it, then I want fair market rent. If they're not going to make money and that comes back into the city coffers or something, then I can see a below fair market rent, you know, below market rent.
I don't know that.
We don't have a clear picture of what their intent is and how they would charge the incubator businesses and things. So how am I supposed to make that decision not knowing?
Okay, so we need two things so far. The fair market value of what we could rent it for and what the incubator plan would be, specifically the income that would be generated from those, you know. Nancy?
In addition to which, I would like to see their benchmarks more clearly defined and how those benchmarks are going to be measured and by whom. I think that's important. And these letters are kind of vague, and there are only two. Who's actually going to participate, and when are they going to be there? Are they going to drop in on occasion if somebody needs them? Do they?
At least we decided to bring an open session.
Yeah, I was just surprised when this came up, when I've seen it on the agenda, and I thought, well, we just went through some leases and all that. This is the same thing. It's not. Okay, so Noah says it's not, and you just said it was.
It certainly could be in closed session. It's real property negotiations.
Okay.
Staff made a determination to bring it back in open session because of the nonprofit and the issues involved with giving something at a dollar, which is below market rate, as opposed to your leases on the Embarcadero all are set by a set state standard for the rent we collect.
Okay. We've already heard from the public, and I've heard other than here, that they were very upset about we were going to give away city property for like a dollar or whatever. And I'm just here to represent the people that voted me in this place. And, you know, I really believe that we need to figure somehow what kind of rent we're going to charge for that building.
We're good. No more sales pitches. Just see what you want.
Well, I can name an organization that provides a valuable service to the community that we offer a dollar a year rent, and that's the Senior Citizens Incorporated.
And we give people money, which is just the same as giving that. But that's George's. He believes that. That's cool. Is there anything else that you need to see?
I'm concerned that there's a standard here that is being held, and it's opposed to the stated goals of economic development and a partnership to develop that program. And okay, well then let's prove that, and let's make sure that we move forward with the plan that's investing in it. And it sounds like that's the direction we're going in, and that this is going to come back, and we're going to have some more details, and then we're going to be able to actually move on this thing.
Exactly. I don't think any of us up here are foes of the chamber. We're not against the chamber. We're not against economic development. We believe solidly in both. What we need is a plan, and we haven't seen a complete plan. Carla just did the numbers on what this is going to actually add up to, and it's a lot more than a couple thousand dollars. We need the information that we've asked for to come back with a plan. And I'd like to make just one more statement. I am surprised it came back in this format. When it comes back, I think we need to see it as a public hearing item, because here we were questioning someone from the public when it should have been, when it was listed as a discussion item.
It wasn't somebody from the public. It was Craig, and it was as...
He's the public.
As, well, he's the chamber executive director.
I know.
Who's
I
know. Have you got the direction here? Because I don't see a motion on this. It's the rent, and then really it was that kind of goes back to my initial statement about 80%. You know, it doesn't fit fully the assignment that we gave last time, which is what is the plan. It's kind of an outline of the plan. So, according to, you know, what Nancy wants here and Carla, nail it down.
So
better.
I would anticipate that what we're bringing back to you at the next meeting, and let's just I'll ask you and you can let me know, is we're happy to bring back a lease agreement with the terms. Included in that information will be fair market value and some options for you. And we'll be happy to bring back a second agreement, which is dealing with the economic proposal and the economic development proposal and the milestones to actually have those agreements, and you can look at those. Is that something that you're interested in?
Yeah, there's
going to
more
address,
than miles.
Certainly, it'll address these issues that you provided to us.
If I may.
Great. Yes, Rob.
I would suggest we bring that back in one agreement instead of two, since they are interwoven. And what I hear the issue to be is like the city manager said about the rent. But also, I think it's important that you see what I hear from you is not only a plan, but the layout kind of the building and where the chamber is going to be located and where the economic development part of it would be located, to kind of get a feel of that building a little bit more and how it's going to be used and how the relationship will be between the chamber and these incubator businesses.
I didn't hear anyone up here ask for a layout, and I would not be inclined to direct to Craig, you're going to have this office here. And economic, well, you know, it's going to be.
But what
there.
Percentage is being used by the chamber? What I heard is when there's joint uses, how much is being used by economic development and how much is being used by chamber business?
Well, again,
which is not related to economic development.
I didn't hear
development.
That question okay. come from up here. But you can ask it, but respectfully, Ron. What do I need to add?
No, I think that it was not about physical space, but about percentage, like you're saying, you know, and that's why I was trying to understand when, you know.
Thank you.